Brothers and sisters, welcome to worship on Easter Sunday. We're coming to you from Day Springs Sanctuary, a beautiful place all the time and especially full of the Spirit on this day, even if not full of God's people on this day. But we're coming to share worship and to share the words and the songs and the confession of faith that we share in our resurrection faith. I'm joined today by Kingsley East and Maddie Harner, who are reading scripture, Tiffany Harris, who's leading us in prayer, by Wes Cunningham and Jonathan Pinto, who are leading us in music, and thankful to each of them who are a part of this service. May you be blessed by this time together, and now we invite you to join us as we worship. And as we do, we begin with those words of confession that Christians have shared over all the centuries. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We have reason to be glad. We have reason to rejoice. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? In Christ, we have victory over sin and over the grave. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Praise and glory and strength and honor be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
Gospel of Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.'" So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
The stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it and give thanks. God has answered me and become my salvation. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. His love endures forever. Let's pray together. Holy God, lover of all souls, we give thanks today for your love and mercy that reaches to the farthest places. Like a good shepherd, you seek out all who wander, all who walk through the valleys, and all of us who are lost. You saw fit to enter into this world full of pain and injustice, to be with us, to show us how to live and love, and to fully demonstrate your perfect love for us. You bore the sorrow and the violence of this world for our redemption, proving through your resurrection that there is no grief, trial, mistake, or loss that you cannot redeem and make new again. O Lord our God, may it be so in our own lives today. We lay at your feet all of our strivings and successes, our failures, grief, and anger, our despair and anxiety, and ask that you take and do your mighty work of renewal for your glory. May your love and healing and redemption be evident in our lives individually and as a church for your glory, so that all may see that you truly are the lover of souls. On this Easter Sunday, as we worship in quarantine and in physical separation, train our eyes to see you in new ways. Open our hearts so that we may receive you anew. In this season, may we encounter you, our Lord and Redeemer, in fresh and unexpected ways. Help us to learn from you and help us to make room for you. Just as the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, surprised Mary and the disciples, surprise us with your redemptive work all around us. We praise you that the tomb could not keep Christ down, nor could it extinguish your deep love. May your love continue to reach to the farthest places in our hearts, in this community, and in our world. We pray for those who are struggling, Lord, who need a reminder of your love. We pray for those who are discouraged, lonely, those who are stressed and anxious, for those who lead, and for all whose lives have been turned upside down. We pray for all who are sick and for their families. We especially pray for our friends Tim and Denise Martindale. Be near to us all. Be near to them all. Strengthen and sustain them, and show them your love. Lord, the list is long, and you know full well the needs. May your kingdom come to them, bringing hope and healing in its wake, so that all may know your saving love and the joy of communion with you. It is in the strong name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
A reading from Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him and receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Christ, whose glory fills the sky. Christ, who truly only light. Son of righteousness, arise. Triumph for the shades of night. Dark and cheer. This is the morn, unaccompanied by thee. Joyless is the day's return, till thy mercy's beams I see. Self display, shine. Christ whose glory fills the sky. Christ the true, the only light.
Let us lie still with our eyes closed a moment before dawn breaks on the day of the resurrection. Easter begins in the darkness of a Jerusalem night where no one sleeps peacefully, in the darkness of the empire's oppressive and murderous occupation, in the darkness of uncertainty and fear and death, even death on a cross. In the darkness, women meet and silently set off down the path toward a tomb outside the city walls, toward a stone they cannot move, to complete a sacred task interrupted by darkness. They strain their eyes for the slightest light of dawn, not knowing they would be that very morning the first witnesses to the first light of new creation. He is not here. He is risen. When they quickly departed the tomb to go tell the others, they left, according to Matthew's gospel, with fear and great joy. Great joy. Today, Easter Sunday, is a day of great joy. And we need joy these days. So much has been lost. We need as much gladness as we can find, everywhere we can find it. When we find it, we need to carry it with us as long as we can, or let it carry us as long as it will. A few people have discovered the new chalkboard outside the sanctuary at the church. Written on it this week was a somewhat audacious question: what is the best part of quarantine? The answers were many. Time to read, time to garden, time to pray. Life at a walking pace, someone wrote. Someone else wrote family. Someone else wrote Nintendo and lots of TV time. We have to find happiness wherever it will be found. We have three children at ages in school where they're each very active and busy with all their various interests. Earlier this year, my wife was almost in tears one night. "When was the last time we had a family dinner?" she cried. "Someone's always doing something. I'm so tired of all the busyness all the time. I just pray that we can slow down to have a dinner when everyone's at home with nowhere to go." Well, honey, you got your wish. Everyone's at home now, every night. Even though we've all enjoyed it as well, we've asked her, for everyone's sake, to please stop praying for that. Lots of people are eager to share any kind of good news these days. Few are doing it better than the actor John Krasinski. With the help of his children and contributions from around the world, he created a homemade broadcast called Some Good News. It's hard to remember. And in case it's hard to remember that the world is filled with light, he's become the Walter Cronkite of humanity's bright spots. People are making homemade masks for hospital workers. A couple's April wedding goes on with pews filled with cardboard cutouts of their friends. Choirs harmonize to create virtual concerts for anyone to enjoy. A young girl was unable to see the Broadway show she'd been dreaming of seeing when the tour was canceled, so Some Good News brought the whole cast of Hamilton together on a video call with the girl to sing for her. If you can watch her face on that video and not get choked up, well, you're tougher than most. We need some good news. We need some unexpected joy. Some Good News caught fire immediately all over the world, and in different languages and different cultures, people are producing these celebrations of good things. While humanity is united in its suffering and battle in the darkness of pandemic, everywhere you look, light breaks in the darkness. Matthew McConaughey is calling out bingo numbers for nursing home residents in Round Rock. Families are walking neighborhood streets after dinner while children hunt for teddy bears in windows. We can't visit art museums, but you should see some of the sidewalk chalk creations under your feet all over town. People are planting vegetable gardens, some out of fear, but even those who plant out of fear experience the therapeutic healing from digging your hands in the soil and the pleasure of watching a seed emerge from its tomb to life. I've heard stories of some of you making meals for one another, leaving a box of DVDs on the doorstep of self-quarantined seniors. I've heard of ice cream deliveries too. We've had so much to lose, but we've gained more than a little too. There's delight and joy all around. People I know and love have been tested and then received the welcome, wonderful news, negative for COVID. Others are recovering, like my friend Tommy, who came close to losing his life and now is celebrating every day, every breath that fills his lungs in a new way. He was so close to death and now has new life. The singer Josh Groban recorded himself in a video from his home, from his shower, in a series of shout-outs to people struggling and surviving. He mentioned Tommy. And then he sang "Somewhere Over the Rainbow" from his shower. Who knew we needed Josh Groban singing "Over the Rainbow" from his shower? But we did. Unexpected, simple joy is all around us. New chicks born so fluffy, so sleepy, falling over beak first right into their little food. New garden shoots beginning to push up through the soil. Teddy bears in windows, chalk on sidewalks, palm branches hung on front doors. The friendly girl at the grocery who brought the cart to my car for pickup and just seemed happy to be alive. Clear canals in Venice, smog clearing in Wuhan, a sharp decrease in car accidents everywhere. Teachers video chatting with their students because they actually missed them. Did they know they would miss their students? There's joy all around. The women quickly departed from the tomb with fear and great joy. You know that word fear is all over the Gospels. Men and women are justifiably afraid of a lot of dangers that threaten them and mysteries that overwhelm them. Think of the disciples on their little boat on the big sea as the storm rises up and threatens to swamp them. There was a lot to fear then and a lot to fear now. But joy is also over all the Gospels. Think of the man who found a treasure hidden in a field. For joy, he sold everything he had to buy the field. We'll give everything for joy. Joy is all over the Gospels, but great joy, now that's special. The women departed the tomb with great joy. The only times in the Gospel when someone has great joy, mega kara, there are only a few. When the wise men saw the star in the sky, they rejoiced with great joy. When the angels sang to the shepherds in the fields the good news from Bethlehem, they sang with great joy. When the disciples were in the presence of the risen Christ before his ascent to heaven, they worshiped him with great joy. And when the women departed the tomb that early Easter morning, they left with great joy. Joy is found in many places all around. Great joy comes in the Gospels, in Christmas stories and Easter stories. Great joy is found among those who celebrate Christ's birth and Christ's resurrection as we do today. Every one of them also in hard, dark, fearful times. There's nothing in all of life that equals the pure delight we take in the incarnation and the resurrection of our Lord into a world that desperately needs his redemption. It is the great joy that makes possible all other joy. He is the divine light that illuminates all other light. He is the true life that gives meaning to all life. In him is our true hope for life. He is true love who shows us what love is. And love is what saves us. I have a friend who immigrated to the United States as a refugee from Vietnam after the war. After American forces withdrew, he, his family, his whole community were in grave danger. And they fled into the jungle in the darkness of night. And they lived for years like that. During the day, they would hide high up in the trees. At night, in darkness, they would come down to look for food and to visit with one another in whispers. And every Sunday, they met for a quiet worship service, very quiet. Eventually, they made their way through the jungle and across the border to safety. Years later, telling me about his experience, he opened a small box. In that box were the tattered remains of the Bible he carried with him from his home when he fled, as he survived in the jungle and through all the miles of his harrowing journey to freedom. I was in awe. "You saved your Bible through all of that?" He was quick to reply, "This Bible saved me." Everywhere there's fear all around, and darkness and grief and so much loss is close at hand. Easter's great joy is always even closer. Saving us through dark nights and dark days, lifting our eyes to the inbreaking light. And so on this day, in whatever comes our way, may the Lord restore to us the full joy, the surpassing joy, the great joy of our salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. It has long been a beloved Dayspring tradition. At the close of services on Easter morning, to invite the whole church to gather around the piano and to sing the Lord's Prayer. It was a tradition begun in the early days of our church when there were just a few of us, by Kurt Kaiser and those who formed Dayspring. It was continued through the years as the church grew and so many people in the sanctuary that we couldn't all squeeze around the sanctuary, but we stood shoulder to shoulder as close as we could, lifting our voices in song. We continue that tradition today, even though we do so with a sanctuary that is empty of all of us in our presence. We hear the Lord's Prayer played again this day as a prayer to God with one another, with those we can't be together with, in anticipation of that day, which will come when we'll be back together singing the prayer our Lord taught us to pray. Peace to you. Amen.